الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروشي پڑھ. Respected brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing from our last session of Dars-e Hadith, one of the poor belief with the Rafzi Shia sect, which is the main group amongst the Shia group, also known as Imamiyya, the core belief is the concept of Imamat. And Imamat means, according to the Rafzi Shia, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was appointed as the Khalifa and the Imam for all of the Muslimin after the demise of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this selection is a divine selection, like how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had been given the title as Khatamun Nabiyyin, and Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are chosen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Imams are also chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again, this is in explanation of what the Rafzi Shia believe in. In the last session I had also explained that our five pillars of Islam are completely different to the five pillars of Islam to the Shias, the Rafzi Shia. The first pillar, when as Muslims, as Sunni Muslims, we would say it is the declaration of faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you look at the declaration of faith in case of a person who follows the Rafzi methodology, his kalima is very different. And they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Aliyun Waliyullah, Aliyun Waliyullah wa Khalifatu Rasulillah bila faslin. So that is the declaration of faith for them, which is so important, the concept of Imamat. When you study and do a research and read their books, it's very, very clear that the first pillar means the concept of Imamat. So this is a fundamental pillar for the Rafazi Shia group. And they also give a very high status to a person who has been appointed as an Imam, a very high status. And what is meant by a high status is that they take the Imams to be Ma'asoom, Imame Ma'asoom, infallible human beings. Like Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are protected and they commit no major or minor sins. Similarly, the Imams are also protected. And so the Imams can never make a mistake. And the Imams are never put to task. You can't actually question any of their Imams to such an extent that if they were to do something which is blatantly wrong, a blatant sin, even then in the surroundings, the group has to play a quick cover role and take the blame on themselves rather than putting the fault to the imam. And so to make sure that they give an answer which is accepted in the community, for an example, that possibly what we see is something different from what he has done as an imam. Possibly there is wisdom in what he is doing. And so they have no power to question the imams. Now this is fascinating. Many a times when we look at certain leaders, you wonder that, subhanAllah, it is crystal clear when you look at this man outwardly, inwardly, his actions, the corruption that is with him, but yet you have 15 million, 20 million followers. What is happening? And it's very easy to understand, because it is ingrained in them that you can't speak anything against the imam, bas. So what he does is right, even though it is wrong according to the Quran and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you have no power to criticize. You can't say anything against the imam. And this is the license by which they control the masses in a very clever way. And they say that the first imam was, of course, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. That is why when you look at Prince Karim Aga Khan, is this the one, Shabir Bhai? The Ismaili group, they follow Aga Khan. Again, the same concept, Ismailiyah and Imamiyah, all Shia groups, different sort of branches. But they believe the same also. And he himself says that he is from the descendants of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and directly related to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was an article where this Ismaili man said that even if Aga Khan was seen to drink alcohol, then the miracle is that the minute alcohol touches the lips of Prince Karim Aga Khan, it turns into milk. And so this is the kind of cover-up they have to quickly come up with to ensure that everything is intact. So even if he was to do zina, or if he chooses to get married to someone who is not a Muslim, well, for the imam, everything is jais. He is kind of above the law, because he is divinely selected. And so no questions asked. No questions asked. That's like when you look at in Hinduism, contemporary sort of Hindu beliefs, and the modern Hindu people say that you can't eat beef. But when you look at the history of Hinduism, the Brahmins would stuff themselves with beef. They would actually stuff themselves with beef, and they would say that for the elite amongst Hinduism, beef is fine, but the lower class, it's haram for you. The lower class is haram for you. And so that is how they actually take control of people. So you'll find that you can't actually touch the imam. And so whatever the imam does, a lot of his hotels, I believe, is the names given to Aga Khan hotels are Serena Hotels. And Serena Hotels, you'll see a high level of alcohol consumption in all of his hotels that belong to Aga Khan. Very high level. Even the banks, the money, everything that you'll see, the Ismaili Khoja and Aga Khan, they deal with usury. So for him, he is like above the law. He can dress up how he wants. They don't have to pray five times a day, they pray two times a day. And similarly, you'll find also with the Imamiyah and the Rafizi Shia, that the Aqidah is that the Imam is infallible, completely protected. And what evidence? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Again, cut and paste and make a mockery out of the Quran and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They come up with fabricated narrations. Mawzu riwayat. And they say that in As-Sadduq it is mentioned that Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an said that I have heard from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aliyazu billah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, myself, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali, Hassan and Hussein are all infallible. Myself, Ali, Hassan and Hussein are all infallible, as in ma'soom, like how Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam don't commit any sins, major sins or minor sins, and therefore the Ahl-e Bayt are all infallible individuals. Now when you look for this hadith, you'll never find this hadith. This is actually a fabrication. That is why you'll find a lot of virtue from amongst all of the companions. There is more fazilat for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, more virtue for him, more than even Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, especially the two, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Why? Because of the Shia movement that actually crystallized during the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. That is when people, this idea became a strong belief amongst them that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is the Khalifa of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the Aqeedah. And so when the Sunni scholars debated with them and they said, what are you talking about? Where is this idea of imamat, this concept of imamat? Where is it in the Quran? Where is it in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And with great difficulty they came up with one verse of the Quran to prove that the concept of imamat is proven and it is in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, where is imamat? And they said that, well, it is in Suratul Baqarah, the very first chapter after Suratul Fatiha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually praises Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. At all times he came with full marks. Every time Allah tested him, full marks. Subhanallah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him by saying, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I shall make you the imam for the people. And they said, you see, it is in the Quran. Imam is in the Quran. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, being a Nabi, was given this title that he is the imam. And then he also said, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. And Allah also makes certain... Imam basically means someone who is in front of you or someone who is your leader. That is why the man who stands in front of the mihrab has been titled as an imam, because he's going to lead the people in the congregational prayer. So that's why this title is given to him, that he's an imam. So imam can also be a leader. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam this title because of his unconditional acceptance by every nation. The Jews love Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and they believe in him. And the Christians also believe in Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that he is Abul Anbiya. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam then said, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, also from my progeny. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا يَنَالُ أَحْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. My covenant does not include the evil doers. My covenant does not include the evil doers. Here, all of the Shia, them scholars say that clearly it is mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, even from amongst my progeny, that there should be some imams. And then Allah says that this covenant does not include the wrongdoers. Now, this is a very mind-boggling tafsir that they come up with. No one from amongst Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in and from the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'at has made a mockery of the verses of the Quran in this manner. Hazrat Ibn Abbas himself says that Ahad here means prophethood. Ahad here actually means prophethood. And this blessing was given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that not only was he a Nabi, but Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا min zurriyatihi, that we have also accepted from his progeny an-nubuwah. That nubuwah will also come into the progeny of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So what is meant here is actually nubuwah that is given to Ibrahim alayhi salam and also to his children. And that is why Khatamun Nabiyyin, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes from Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, and he is also from amongst the progeny and the sons of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. The word Imam does not mean the same imamate which the Shia refer to. Otherwise you'll find many verses of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks and has mentioned the word Imam. So for an example, in one verse of the Quran, the very famous dua that a person should read in Surah Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Now this verse is very important. Ulama have mentioned that if somebody is looking for a pious wife, then he must make this as his wird and his zikr. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا كُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Shaykh Zulfiqar Maddazillahul Ali would give this as a wazifa to a father whose children are disobedient to him, have become disobedient to him, to the parents, mother or father. And he would say that to read this dua in your nafal salah and in your sunnah ghair muakkada, just before you make your salam, just before you complete your salah, after durood sharif, and whatever dua you want to read, it can be Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, or any of the masnoon dua which is mentioned in the hadith, then as a wazifa in your nafal salah or in your sunnah ghair muakkada, to read this. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا كُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. For 40 days, inshaAllah ta'ala, you will see that the child will become pious and the child will become obedient. So this is what he would say. But khair, in this ayat kareema, a person is making dua that, O Allah, grant us amongst our partners and our children those that are the coolness of our eyes, and make us leaders of the muttaqeen. That our family members, all of them become pious individuals. Here, the word imam has been used for every ummati. For every ummati. Now, if you were looking for imam, the word imam in the Quran, this would actually mean that everyone from amongst the ummati is also an imam. But this status was only given to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that qala inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Allah selected him as an imam for all of humanity, as in everyone except Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Of course, in the case of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Jews don't accept him, the Christians don't accept him, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is an individual that even amongst Hinduism he is accepted. Even amongst Hinduism, he is accepted. So there is not a single verse of the Quran or anywhere in the Hadith that gives us an explanation of this concept of imamat. Like we said, that this is again Abdullah ibn Sabah and his doing, because he was a Jewish man. And what he did is that when he came with his Jewish traditions. And he saw that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's khadim Yusha bin Nun became a Nabi. So what he did is that rather than choosing the word Nabi, he chose a word and gave that to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that he is now an Imam and Khalifatu bila faslin. And another proof that they give as evidence, and it's important that we have some understanding of it also, is the hadith of the cloak. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his cloak, a famous hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, And she says that in the morning, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went out, and he was wearing this striped cloak made from black camel hair. It was made from black camel hair. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked very beautiful in this cloak. And as he was walking, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an came. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam quickly picked up Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an and enfolded him into his cloak, put him on one side. And then when Hazrat Hassan was hiding in the cloak of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bani chadar thi, it was a long cloak, and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an came running. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also put Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an inside the chadar, inside the cloak. And then the youngest daughter, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha came. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, let me open my cloak and let Bibi Fatima also come inside. And so Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha also came. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then where is Ali? And so that Ali radiallahu ta'ala an came, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his entire chadar upon Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And so this is in the Sahih Hadith, of course, that Bibi Fatima, Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an were covered in the cloak of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ رِجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَتْهِيرًا. Now this ayat kareema is in Surah Ahzab. What Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the family, Hazrat Hassan Hussein, he is saying that this is my family, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to remove from you a rijz. What is a rijz? A rijz in the Arabic language means evil deeds or sins. Allah wants to remove evil deeds and sins from you, O my family. وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا, and wants to purify you. تَطْهِيرًا, a thorough purification. And so what the Shia Rafizi sect say here, that clearly from the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it means that Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an were imams because of this hadith, and they were infallible, protected from sins, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah wants to make you pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make you pure. Now imagine if you were just to listen to their lectures without the complete understanding, and one of their scholars was talking, subhanallah al-azim, it would actually confuse a person. That really is this what is mentioned in the hadith? Now, maliciously what they do is that they don't put the complete picture of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, the words that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had uttered was with regards to the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Surah Ahzab. And in Surah Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam are not like ordinary women. Ya nisa an-nabiyyi lastunna ka ahadin minan nisa. And so this was in honor of the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَكَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to the wives, which include Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, which the Rafzi Shia, Allahu Akbar, openly swear at the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they hide the fact that the Quran speaks about the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah wants to make them completely pure. Allah wants to make them completely pure. So this is the main episode which is actually mentioned in Surah Ahzab, and the same words were used for the family of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, using the same words of the Quran, so that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also included her, Hassan Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and also Hazrat Ali. But this ayat kareema does not mean infallibility. So what the Shia scholars say, that Allah says, وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا, purification. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made purification of Hazrat Hassan, Hussein, Bibi Fatima, Hazrat Ali, so they are infallible. But in the Quran, Allah speaks with regards to the purification of the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they don't hold that aqeedah with the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyone who understands Arabic will tell you that the word tathir does not mean infallibility. It does not mean infallibility. In fact, the hadith that they give as proof and evidence is actually against them. Why? Because the concept of imamat does not cover Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. In the chadar, you also had, with three male, you had one woman. And the imamat does not cover a woman in Islam. And so how can Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha be accepted in the concept of imamat when they speak that it's only with regards to Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Hassan, Hussein, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala? And so again, what they do is that they cut and paste and choose whatever suits them and distort the translations of the hadith and the Quran. And this is what had happened is with one individual, wallahu alam who he was, because he was a Christian. And he started emailing me and saying that al-iyazu billah, sahaba-i kiram ajma'in would rape women. What did he say? Rape women, and this is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari and the Sahih of Imam Muslim. And now I don't know who this is. Obviously they find out that this man is an imam or whatever, let us bombard him with emails. So I replied back to him that please, it would be nice if you tell us where it is in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim where he talks of Aliyazu Billah that Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in would rape women. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them and Allah says that if your iman is like the iman of the companions, then Allah is pleased with you. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَى. And so what he did is that he forwarded to me some hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, completely mistranslating the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and intentionally choosing the words of rape. And I replied back to him, I said to him that, you know what gives you pleasure in fabricating and mistranslating the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you yourself know what is the truth? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that they knew Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a Nabi, just like how they know that the child in front is their own child. More than that, they knew that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi. So this is what they do, play around with the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to confuse the masses who may not have deep understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word purification is used in many verses of the Quran. In fact, it is used for every ummati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Allah loves those who repent and Allah likes those who are pure. So that in this ayat-e kareema, purity does not mean that all of us, all the ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become infallible human beings. Many ayats. Ma yuridullahu liyadzi'ankum. Nay. Ayat-e kareema mein, the translation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wish to impose for you hardship. لِيُزْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ رِجْسَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Similar words, the tathir is mentioned in many verses of the Quran. In Allah يُحِبُّ التَّوَابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ is just one example. So infallibility is not used in the Quran for anything, for any description. In fact, what the Shias even say, that like how a person goes for Hajj, a greater reward for him is to do his Hajj to the resting places of the Imams. So if you go and visit the tomb of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that is equivalent to 20 Hajj. That is equivalent to 20 Hajj. And in fact, they even have something like the Kaaba which they do tawaf of. Something like the Kaaba, which they do the tawaf of. And that is why you'll find a great ijtima, doing a lot of things which the Sunni Muslims would do when they go for Hajj. So if you go and visit the shrine of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, it is equivalent to 20 Hajj and 20 Umrah. 20 Hajj and 20 Umrah. So nowhere in the Hadith and nowhere in the Quran does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of a continuation, this pattern of Imams to come, and that the final Imam will be Imam Mahdi. Talking to this chap, and he said that Imam Mahdi will be Shia. Imam Mahdi will be Shia. And it just baffles your mind. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How will Imam Mahdi be a Shia? What has Imam Mahdi got to do with Shiism? What has Islam got to do with Shiism and the Rafzi Shiism? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In fact, Imam Mahdi who will come will be, of course, from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be a Sunni Muslim. And he will be a Sunni Muslim. As in, he will follow the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will have the love of the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is very, very important. And so, in a nutshell, my respected brothers and elders, we have to understand that with the Rafizi Shia, their five pillars are different, their kalima is different, their beliefs are different, the position they give to their leaders is very different. They actually say that these are infallible human beings. That is why nobody can even question the Ayatollahs of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and make us from amongst the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat, and that we have the true understanding of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tafsir of the Quran revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma ij'alna min al faizin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.